Is there ever known of people who had a place outside the barn to milk?
Not that I know of.
Ever heard anybody talk about milk gal? Okay. What about the kind of farmer who whose principal product is milk and cheese and that kind of stuff?
He's a dairyman.
Yeah. Many dairymen in Scott County?
There's one out by our house. There's two, I think, or three maybe.
Talking about dairies now. Have you ever heard the word dairy to mean anything else besides like a dairy farm?
Nothing else besides dairy products, milk, stuff like that.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah, some people, say you want to store turnips or something, you want to potatoes, say potatoes. Now people will dig
in
out.
In a bin, yeah.
In a bin or, yeah, that's a little building like. Have you ever seen people dig out a place in the ground?
Root cellar.
Yeah. Have you ever heard them call anything like that a dairy? A place where you might dig into a bank or something. And let's see. What about to store corn? Grandparents ever grow any corn? Have a place to keep that?
Usually freeze it.
Just freeze it. What about if they were going to feed it to
animals?
Yeah, where might they keep it?
You'd keep it in the barn. Mm-hmm. Like in the feed room.
Proofread that. Alright. Okay. Okay, what about if, do you have any other buildings for storing kinds of grain besides the barn? That'd be...
No.
Just barn, okay. What about, you mentioned hay. Then they keep the hay outside the barn sometimes and put it up in a... Might pile the hay up into a
pile and then put plastic over it. Is that what you're talking about?
What do you call that? Just a pile? And what if they sometimes put a pole down and lay it around the pole, build it up like that?
They've never done that. We have ours in bales. You're talking about like when they're out in the field just around. We've never took up any like that. It's always been bales.
Any name for it if it were out in the field like that? Would you?
That's called big piles.
Big piles. And, let's see. What about sometimes, say you didn't, everything that wasn't baled up, you might rake it up in the field.
In piles.
And, let's see. Oh, what about grandparents keep any hogs?
Yeah.
What about so they keep those?
In the hog house.
So they actually had a house for them?
Yeah.
Was that? Do they have any fenced-in area outside it, or was it all indoor?
Well, they've got a fenced-in area outside of it.
What do they call that?
The lot.
Yeah, they have one outside the barn, too, for cattle.
Mm-hmm.
They call that a lot, too?
Mm-hmm. But the way my grandparents' barn is centered, it's like, here's the barn, here's the house, and here's the road that goes up to it. So, it's really just... It's messed up.
Yeah, so it would be hard to have a big lot. What about, kinds of crops and things they raised?
Corn, hay. That's mostly, yeah. I mean, they don't raise no tobacco or anything like that.
And never raised any cotton or anything?
Mm-mm.
I don't guess it's grow up that too much.
No.
If you had your cows out, let them graze, you said they were out in the
pasture.
Mm-hmm. And do they let them out to pasture?
After they cut the hay.
What about corn? You said that you had a lot of corn out in the corn.
Field or something.
Now you mentioned tobacco. Would you talk about a tobacco field or what of tobacco? You said a field of corn. Or say, do they grow peas or anything?